Manu Patra alerts dated the 6th of February 2019. Supreme Court has asked IPS officer to appear before the agency for questioning in Shillong and faithfully cooperate with the investigating agency at all times, but restrain CBI from arresting him. Supreme Court has held that directors of company, who are receiving remuneration, comes within the purview of employee under subsection 9 of section 2 of the Employees State Insurance Act, 1948. Supreme Court has reiterated that in a case based upon the police report, the magistrate is not required to record any reason at the stage of issuing the summons to the accused. Supreme Court has observed that an accused who did not appear before the court on the date of judgment cannot as of right seek for supply of the copy of the judgment. Supreme Court has rejected Centre's prayer to allow withdrawal of combined armed police forces involved in Assam NRC work for election duty during Lok Sabha polls. Supreme Court has reiterated that the entries in the revenue records can be challenged on the ground that it was made fraudulently or surreptitiously. Supreme Court has observed that valuable right of a litigant to prosecute an appeal should not be deprived merely because of non-appearance of his lawyer. Bombay High Court has observed that the DNA report can be challenged only on the ground of possibility of tampering of the blood sample of the accused, at any stage. Delhi High Court has dismissed an injunction application filed by Independent News Service Private Limited, INSPL, to restrain Sucharita Kukreti, newsreader in INSPL's Channel India TV, from joining any rival television channel till the 30th of November, 2019. Bombay High Court has directed National Investigating Agency, NIA, to clear all hurdles in 2008 Malegaon blast case and ensure that trial proceeds smoothly. Bombay High Court has asked the Reserve Bank of India to think about developing a mobile phone application that could help visually challenged persons identify the denomination of various currency notes in India. Madhya Pradesh High Court has quashed a detention order passed under the National Security Act, NSA, and held that special reasons are to be given for passing order of preventive detention against a person already under custody. Rajasthan High Court has refused to allow return of a 10-year-old boy to Canada, despite an order passed by a Canadian court directing his return to country to his father and observed that child's return would not be in his best interests. Madras High Court has directed Tamil Nadu Pollution Control Board, TNPCB, to inspect the effluent of Sterlite plant and its impact on the Upper River in Thuthukudi, Tuticorin. Madras High Court has directed Tamil Nadu government to inspect all old age homes in state and file a report, after a PIL was filed alleging that senior citizens had been taken for a ride by retirement homes in Coimbatore. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has ordered liquidation of apparel maker Reed & Taylor, R&T, after none of the suitors to company were able to garner required funding guarantees to validate their interest in company.